Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights here on KNIA, talking with Senior Nate Thompson. Nate, thank you very much for joining us. What were your expectations getting ready for this spring sports season, kind of before everything went down?
I was really looking forward to having a good year, probably making it to state, winning the conference, breaking some personal records, and just having fun with the guys.
Well, speaking of getting ready for the season, I know, you know, that Indianola has the new weight room, has all these new facilities. So kind of talk about your preparation getting ready for the season before it was all canceled.
So, yeah, the new weight room really helped me out. I was in there almost every day, it seemed like, working the legs, the arms, just getting better. I definitely feel like I gained a lot more muscle, and I got quicker, too. So it really helped that we have the new facility and everything.
Well, I know that there was kind of a lot of momentum coming off of last year. I know the Indians boys wanted to get some more events to state, wanted to maybe qualify that team, but it felt like they were in a position to do so. So kind of talk about the team atmosphere and knowing that they had these big aspirations.
So, yeah, we have a lot of good athletes on our team. Last year we definitely had a lot of good athletes. This year, we had a lot of underclassmen that were pretty good, and I think in the next coming years, they'll be pretty good, too. This year, we had a couple seniors, and I thought that they would do pretty good. Some long-distance runners, mid-distance, and then some throwers that were pretty good, most likely to do good at state and higher up, too.
Well, like you mentioned, there was a lot of underclassmen who were some great athletes, but it felt like the seniors were kind of the leaders of the squad, obviously, and kind of talk about those upperclassmen providing that leadership for some of the younger guys.
Yeah, I felt like definitely the underclassmen looked up to us upperclassmen. I just giving them a high five every now and then, telling them, giving them good support, keeping their heads up, just telling them to do as best you can. They definitely like to watch us and try and compete with us, and it's definitely fun. Gives us a challenge, gives them the challenge, and keeps us all strong and ready to go.
Well, I know it's not an easy thing to talk about, but kind of walk me through what was happening when you found out that the spring sports season was canceled and kind of the aftermath of that from your end.
I was bummed when it happened. I was definitely looking forward to this year. I was in my best shape and worked really hard, and all that work was just for nothing. It seemed like if I could get another chance, I wish I could, but it is what it is. I know that everybody that's a senior is pretty bummed about it. They're all looking forward to it also. It sucks, but it is what it is.
Well, talk a little bit about your interactions with your teammates. I know Coach Oliver said he's been trying to keep in contact with everybody and making sure the team still feels that there's that team atmosphere.
Yeah, I've been in contact with some of the other seniors. They're definitely pretty bummed about it all. Some guys this was their only sport, and this is what they're really pumped and gung-ho about. But now that it's all over, we try and stay connected. I see him from time to time, reach out to him, talk to him. We just talk about other stuff and what we could have had and all that.
What are your plans for the future?
I plan to attend Simpson College. I'm going to play football there. I'll be the kicker. And I plan to study something with agronomy or plant science, soil science.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.